UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls his discussions with Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir very good and fruitful. He says they touched on a wide range of issues related to establishing a basis for long-lasting peace. He says he told Bashir it was crucially important to deploy the African Union United Nations hybrid peacekeeping force quickly to contain the violence in Darfur. He says this was essential to ensure free access for aid workers so they can carry out their humanitarian work without fear of violence and intimidation.
President Bashir reaffirmed that he is committed to all ceasefire. At the same time, he also explained his difficulty sometimes to, when there is an assault on government forces, then he needs to take necessary actions to defend himself.
About 200,000 people have been killed and more than 2 million have been internally displaced since the war in Darfur broke out in 2003. Ban says no military solution to this war is possible. Only a political solution will end the conflict. In this regard, he says President Bashir has made an important concession. He says he has agreed to immediately release from prison a leader of the rebel Sudan Liberation Army. Suleiman Jamous has been in government custody for more than a year awaiting medical treatment.
I discussed this matter and raised his case again with President Bashir. I explained him that his immediate release would create a favorable atmosphere for the peace process dialogue. I'm pleased to announce that President Bashir agreed to his immediate release for medical treatment. The UN office here will take a necessary arrangement to bring him to Kenya as soon as a necessary arrangement is made.
Ban says he expects political talks between the government and rebel leaders will take place in October. The time and place still have to be worked out. He says he plans to hold a high-level meeting on the situation in Darfur in New York on September 21st. He says Sudan's foreign minister will attend. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Juba,